after gathering mushroom, she used to store them in a seal or caribou container, fill it up with Eskimo potatoes, roots, and bearberries. And she said that they used to put blueberries. That is real sour. They used when it's real sour, they used to add trout in it, and the trout soak into the sour blueberries.
My woman's tape.
Okay, and she is talking about with fish eggs and crushed eggs. And you can beat it, and then it can grow without oil on it, and then put sugar, little sugar on it. But you can eat that right away. Oh, I can't think of what I should say. Ununa, I forget to check this. And rose hips. And then you can put rose hips and take all the seeds out of it and crush it and then stir it like Eskimo ice cream. You stir it just like, and just put sugar after you stir it. Long ago, they divide food too, even in a meeting place. They divide the food to everybody of equal size, probably. When there's not too many, too much to eat. When they get dried, when there's somebody, they give them a palm full when there's not too much. And then when they gather into where they gather in Kagri, they always bring food for the men. For when the men are gathered together, they have their dinner time in them. Most of the time, the only meal they have together is in the night. They just carry just something to chew when they're hungry, when they're hunting. maybe what they could put in their pocket. And then their only meal is in the evening, a full meal. And they were talking about famine when everybody was hungry. And so many of people died when there was famine. There is a little story I want to tell you. One time, two women with a family, two families lived in a home or two homes. They both they were feeding their men a little bit more, and they found one of them gave the husband a home, and the insides of the ptarmigan are better to eat than the breast. I think I said all of it. There's one place where there's some bearberries when we live, and then masu, those are Eskimo potatoes. When you want to meet, when you want to put mushroom away, you have to dry them real good so they won't be you cannot put them in seal oil till they are real dried. And when you put the bearberries in them, maybe
delegates reporting from group sessions for coastal area. She said that there is not much time for the men to talk, so she's cutting her time in reporting from her session. In this group session, she is reporting from coastal area. How to cook, preserve the meat, fish, and berries is out, is same in preserving it or in it is hunted the same way as it is in inland people. They used to can't wait for the men that hunted as called Kakirut, because they used to put away or dried whatever they caught, dried up or make, put the potifs in one place and put sinew in the buttock. Right now, in them days, even now, when men and women are married, when they name their children, when a man named a girl or a boy to his relative, the wife would like that child what his wife named. She said that they listened to the people that came from Point Hope, how to preserve and hunt it. She said they used, in them days in Point Hope area, they used to be real clean, like they used to put away the meat neatly. And when it was time for her to speak, she said the caribou they used to, she used to put away in winter, spring, summer. She said when they invited her to school one time, they asked her to how to cut the caribou or how to cook it. So she told them that why they asked her to come up and talk about it. In them days, the old people that hunted, they used to piru the tutu, because the meat is softer when they eat it for cock, and the liver is softer than the fresh caribou. You smash the liver and you could make akutuk, Eskimo ice cream, out of it. And the favorite from all the berries is keeping up to the caribou. It is part of the Nerukak. When they make Nerukak, they used to put liver Senor and Tang to the to it. In them days, we used to put away the bones to the caribou. Every bone from the caribou, back bones, ribs, hind legs, neck part, put them away, and in springtime, when it's time to cook, she make a tallow out of them. She asked her mother one time how they make a container out of caribou stomach. And her mother said they dry the kisavak to the nehukak, dry it up, and after they make a tallow out of the bones, they fill that container what they dry up and put it and freeze it. And once in a while, they would eat out of it. They said they used to gather 5 caribou bones that would and make a tallow out of them, and it would fill the caribou stomach from those 5 caribou bones. She said, there's a difference between in making tallow because of the caribou. It must have been because of the seasons or the food that they ate. The best part to make a bone tallow out of caribou bones is during winter and spring time. The people that talked about the food, they all talked about it. The food that we try to preserve or dry, we have to really watch it from the sun, because if the sun is too hot, it's going to ruin what we try to dry or put away. Long time ago, with anything, they used to put away meat or anything in seal oil. That way they would stay good. The oil won't ruin it. A person that doesn't make the seal oil good is different than the person that makes the seal oil bad. One time she asked her parents, how they threw away the bones or put away. She said they always put them away in the hills. They always put away the belugas oil, mesinyo away, every little part of the beluga is used and stored away. She said in the lungs, anything to a beluga can be dried up, and even the stomach, the kneecap, seals, ubruks, any those mammals' lungs and the other parts could be dried and put away in a seal oil. That's how much they save everything to the animals, mammals they cut. And they make sure after when they put it in a seal oil, they make sure it is tied good and put away in a storage where it won't get wet and where the sun won't hit it. She said when the food that they store, when the sun hit it, the food that they stored is turned to a poison. When a lady is hit by her husband, when a lady worked in putting or storing away the seals, they always have good food. Said when a lady is trying to work by itself, she cannot do the men's work. That is being worked on. She said when you make upnek, you have to really watch how it is stored, or you're not supposed to let the sun hit it, because it have killed so many people when it is poisoned. And you're not supposed to eat sweet stuff after when you eat utnik, because it can easily poison you and could kill you. If you don't have any medication to swallow when you get poisoned out of utnak, you just if you have a coffee ground, just dampen it and let the person swallow the coffee grind that is dampened with water, and you will know by the looks of the person, by his action, by his looking. And if the person needs it more, you could give a person another tablespoon of coffee grind. And after 3 hours, you make a coffee, and let the person who get poisoned drink it. If you ever knew a person get poisoned by the food they eat, just give them coffee, grind, dampen it with water, and let the person have it. That way it'll suck the poison in the stomach. Now she is talking about caribou blood. It's called kayuk. When it is out of the caribou blood, you stir the blood and you could eat it like that. She said the roots out of grass in the dried up lake with the mouse gather are good to eat too. She said in Akhari, a lady always bring food to her husband 3 times a day, but when he is hunting, he carries lunch for food. And only time the hunter eat decent meal is when he come home for supper. Now the younger kids, younger men, when they start hunting, they fill up their grub box with food or with coffee. That's how it is nowadays. Person that store away or preserve food is the one that a person that have the best clean food is a person that is neat when putting away what is caught, and a person that isn't clean in preserving and storing is a person that always have filthy food put away. She said the hunting and gathering food is not like it is now than it used to be a long time ago. She said just by believing in God, it is just the same if you only trust in God. She said that since Noah's days. Now the animals and mammals are still ours since the Noah's days.
Robert Newland.
Yeah.
Roland Booth was going to give the report, but Robert's going to report it now. The men had many things to say over in the other room. How to keep their land and to preserve their land. We were told to tell the younger people to do what they know on how to hunt. Yeah, they agreed to